You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
It's gone 1 o'clock, and as I promised, Anya's in the studio. Welcome, Anya.
Good sunny afternoon.
Yes.
So lovely to have some sparkly sun.
Oh, we can imagine this just a little teaser for spring, although it's still a month and a half away or more. But what a beautiful day. I want to start off today's show just by sharing something with my listeners. You know, everyone knows that Anya and myself always meet the afternoon before we do the Astro Zone. It's just good because then we know exactly where we're going. We're on the same page and we share. And as we finished off our meeting yesterday in Ekstan, my heart staan weer orrent, ek kry hoendervleis, we had this moment where some energy hit us both, and it is nice to share a moment like that with someone, because it just affirms that I'm not psychotic when I have these experiences.
Yeah.
And it was an incredibly powerful moment.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, when I got into the car afterwards, I bawled like a baby.
Wow.
It was just tears flowing. Yeah. From, I don't know, gratitude, love.
It's witness that it's not just you, that it is there. There is higher energy.
That energy is real.
Yeah.
Very real indeed. What a powerful moment, and what a beautiful moment to share that with someone. And let me tell you, that's bonded me with you for lifetimes to come.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're in the Leo season.
The Leo season.
Yeah. So where do we begin today, sweetie?
Well, let's begin with Leo. So Leo energy is about passion. It's about love. It's about the heart space. It's about fun, aliveness, creativity, courage, drama, expression. And above all, it's radiating love and light. So it's a time where we can activate those things. And often, especially in the Southern Hemisphere, it's a time where it's inner warmth, because the outside is very stormy and cold, and quite often we can get quite melancholic. So it's about activating those things through passion, through sort of creating something that brings a sense of connection again, that sparkle.
Yeah, and we all need sparkle. We can never have enough sparkle.
Says the Leo himself.
I'm sparkling at the moment. I must say, I'm having a good Leo season.
Yeah.
It's also, I've finished off a cycle with my birthday. It's weird how the universe works in mysterious ways.
Yes.
Because I had a yucky cycle of 58, dealt with a lot of heavy stuff. And that chapter closed a week before, exactly a week before my birthday. And the new chapter is just so far, this bubble must not pop, because it's beautiful.
Yes.
But we're not supposed to be speaking about me. It's about Leo. But I'm a Leo, so that's why I'm throwing my pennies in here. Also, we had new moon on the weekend.
Yeah,
so that's still affecting us very much.
Yes, and it's really about reminding yourself about the intention you're setting for the month.
Yeah.
So the new moon is that. So Leo, as I said, is the things like creativity and passion and a connection to the heart again. So using that intention space to do something that can recreate, I guess, the sparkle in your life. If you're feeling down or you're feeling blocked, as to what can you do to create the color and the aliveness again. It can be something as little as just a little meditation, a little walk in nature, sharing a cup of tea with someone special, or a moment like we had. Those are all things that ignite.
And uplifts.
And
push you to do more and bigger. And inspiring. I want to add to this for our listeners that besides being Leo season and the new moon that we've just had, and like Anya says, time to create, the energy that's coming onto our planet is truly a creative love energy. So it's not just for now. This is permanently. It's coming into our spheres permanently. So if you want to start something new, this is the time now to do it.
Yeah.
To create your wild, go wild. And don't think small, people. As long as it's for the higher good of everybody, and yourself.
Yeah.
You know, not for selfish reasons, for the right reasons. You do it with love and good intentions. the source of energy is limitless, and it is powerful. So this is a good time to start something new.
Yeah, well, this time next year, it will be that, because Pluto will be in the new frequency of power, which is the opposite sign of Leo.
Yeah.
So it's shining light from the outside. So this is why Leo and Aquarius are feeling it so much, because it's a pertinent point.
Uh-huh.
And
now talking about Pluto and planets,
well,
there's quite a bit of busyness here with the planets at the moment.
Yes.
We've got three planets going into retrograde.
Mercury is going into retrograde today. or yesterday. So, and it's interesting because before it goes retrograde, it goes stationary. So there's a day where it's sort of
it's paused.
It's like a traffic jam. And I mean, I witnessed it today. There was a guy that was stuck. His bucky wouldn't move because it was stuck in the mud. A lady's gate couldn't open because the electricity or something was the electrical gate wasn't working, and everything was just paused. And this really pushes us into kind of being where you are. So when you have those moments, you just have to be. And
it's that why my energy is also a bit pumped? Not just because of I was in,
it's a pause
in limbo last night, but you sort
and
of.
And what a pause moment does
a bit is sluggish.
It brings you back in. So you have to observe, and you can't just go. You have to just go, okay, well, how can I redirect this?
Yeah, yeah.
And how do I wait for like, there's a new thing you have to do, innovativeness?
Innovation. I like innovation.
Yeah, there we go. It's a new word. Yeah. So that's Mercury, and Mercury will be retrograde from now until the end of the month, 28th. And it's very much a time of reflection. Any of the re's, redo, reread, reconnect, relax even, reinvent, and renovate. So, but the most important thing is not to race ahead now. This is where people think a Mercury retrograde is bad. It's not bad. It's just you can't go ahead of yourself. So it's saying, hang on a minute, let's go back to go forward.
You've got to crawl before you can walk, walk before you can run kind of thing.
Yeah, and as you said, there are other planets in retrograde, so it's all actually making us have to go into that place of just finishing off things.
Which are the other two planets?
Pluto and Saturn.
Pluto and Saturn.
And Neptune, actually. So, there's
so
a few.
Four or so more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but the outer ones aren't as personal, so you won't feel it as much as the inner planets like Mercury, or if Mars and Venus go retrograde, then you really feel it in a personal way. Other ones are just more generational, and it's just there in the background. But the Pluto one is quite important because it's going back into Capricorn for the last time. And that's a biggie because it feels like the work that we've been doing since lockdown is now coming to a completion. Yeah. All those changes that that feeling of having to pick up the pieces of coming into your power is now coming to a place of really just, if you have been avoiding something, that discomfort, the resistance, you have to do the work now.
This is coming up. It's coming out. All the rot's coming out. Everything. Ooh.
Oh, and it's now, debris at the top. You just have to get rid of it now.
Clear the water.
Yeah.
Now, when we spoke last month,
yes,
we were very excited because we said that, ooh, there's big things going to happen.
Yeah.
And they did.
Uh-huh.
What was the date?
It was the 11th. Between the 11th and the 21st.
And boy, oh boy,
yeah,
we all saw the world stage, all the craziness, the assassination,
The Mount Etna
volcano
eruption. The
all in one day, that was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was on the day.
Yeah, it Microsoft crashing.
Yeah.
The list goes on and on. It was like,
even
wow.
Even the planet Mars had things happening, surprise happenings on it. So,
We've got new footage of new stuff happening there that's just come in from NASA and from the telescopes, the parts of the Hubble Bubble telescope,
it was edgy.
That just makes you realize, hey, we don't just sit here and talk, suck our thumbs. There's some truth to all of this because that was good proof in dish in a big way. It was proof in that pudding, like amazingly, because it's like that was a big event.
Yeah.
And that was just the start. Okay, Anya, time for our monthly little visit for all the stars.
Let's go down the signs.
Yeah.
Starting with Aries. Okay, so I've worked it a bit with where we're at. Mm-hmm. So it's looking at the Mercury retrograde energy and also the new moon energy. So it's the intention setting from Leo and also how to work with the retrograde. So Aries, the impatience to reach the finish line may have pulled your attention too far ahead. Mercury in retrograde is a chance to reread the finer details a little slower and absorb the deeper message you are getting through the changes, the discomfort, or the pause that it needs to refocus. The Leo new moon shines light on the creative project. It's a good time to connect with inner child work such as art, music, drama, or play therapy. With Taurus, one small step in the right direction is one step closer. Home and family play a pertinent part of the retrograde energy for you. Reconnect, revive, renovate, or even sprinkle in your home space to feel lighter and brighter. Gemini, if your work has become too dry and analytical, now is the chance to add some sparkle and color into the mix. Use the triggers that are coming up, like dissatisfaction or restlessness you may be feeling, as a sign to look at what needs to change to direct your energy into a positive and effective place. The theme for you right now is to direct your energy into something adventurous and inspiring. Open the door and move into the intention you wish to activate. Cancer. This new moon is about setting an intention that works with value. Where are you feeling undervalued? What can you do that can inspire you and make you feel energized? Sometimes just stepping out of the mundane rhythm for a moment can be the great place to start. Do something for you. Use Women's Day on Friday to treat yourself to something that feeds you on a soul level. It may ignite the passion to reconnect to the unfinished masterpiece you want to work on after shelving it for some time. Dust off those unfinished projects and breathe new life into them. And Leo, happy birthday to all the beautiful lions and lionesses who are having birthdays this Leo season. Something may be returning to you over this Mercury retrograde period. It may be a valuable lesson, a compliment, an answer, or something more tangible. A little reminder or a nudge may be needed to activate this process. The new moon in your sign is a chance to plant the seed of intention that works with being seen and being in the sunshine. What do you need right now that will make your heart sing and your eyes sparkle? Virgo. Mercury turns retrograde in your sign and moves back into the creative space of Leo for most of August. Use this time to let go of the hypercritical side of your nature and drop into the more playful and passionate space to feel life and enjoy a moment every now and then that can give you the lightness of being. There's a quote I saw the other day that I want to share with you. Life isn't about being perfect. It's about being so ridiculously passionate that people think you're a little crazy.
I like.
And we need to remember that. That's where the fun is when you're doing things like that.
Yeah. Childlike craziness is a good thing.
And those are the memories. Yeah. You know, we don't remember the perfect moments. We remember those crazy moments.
Yeah, and that's very true. Yeah. Very true.
Libra. A trip out of the mundane rhythm can give you the breath of fresh air you need because the heaviness of the duties may be weighing you down. The Leo new moon shines light on the area of friendship and love. Use this energy of community to feel supported and loved. Remember, balance is not about weighing things up. It's about being centered. If you're full, you can share so much more. Scorpio. A blast from the past may come back in and add a new perspective to something you are working on. This can be a great time to share some of your creative ideas you are sitting on, as there may be the missing link that adds the color and the sparkle to something that may be feeling a little heavy or stuck or blocked in some way. The focus right now is if you can't go forward the way you planned, start a look at redirecting the energy into a new way or a new path. Sagittarius. This new moon is the chance to switch the light on in the area of enthusiasm and inspiration. This can be planning your next adventure, applying for a course that inspires and excites your thirst for knowledge, or a chance to network and connect with inspiring people. A significant person may show up over this period, which could open new doors for you. This is a time of curiosity, openness, and adventure. The retrograde energy reminds you that sometimes these adventures are not always about going to faraway places, but going back into those nostalgic spaces and releasing, completing, and renovating things to feel aligned. Capricorn. If you are getting stuck on the information or the communication part, step back and get a bird's eye view on the situation. Sometimes we overwork something or we are too close to it and we cannot see the forest for the trees. Aquarius. Leo season shines light on you from an objective spot. It is the chance to find your unique gift and share it within the group. The lesson for Aquarians is the ability to stand alone within the group to inspire and connect, to be at one with self and with the group. Where are you getting lost? This is an intense time for you, as inwardly you are feeling the quickening of the powerful energy that is moving in. And Pisces. What appears to be an obstacle is actually a chance to redirect or retrace your steps. The message will come from another place or from another person, possibly someone from your past that returns with something important for you. There are changes happening within the home space that is activating the movement that is necessary on a deeper level. And that's it.
Fantastic. Okay, Anya, we've got to wrap it up. Yes. So we are going into, and that's tomorrow's the 8th.
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow's a biggie.
Biggie.
It's a biggie.
8th of the 8th.
8th of the 8th. It is the 8-8 portal. It's
and
the Lions Gate.
Also adds up to 8.
Yeah. So it's a So it's a biggie tomorrow. There's also all kinds of strange people have made predictions for tomorrow for planet on a planetary scale. So but I'm not putting any. We'll see what happens tomorrow. But so also the veil is so thin. We were just saying now. Yeah. So tomorrow, I think we will really feel that thinning of the veil.
So basically, it's collective love. Mm. And again, I'm feeling those goosebumps because it is. It's that feeling of the love that is, the more we can be authentic in our own space of being, we can connect. And then the connection there is a lot of incredible things. So,
And in its snowball effect, when you send that love and connect with someone, they do it to two others and they do it to four others, and it just grows exponentially before you know it.
Yeah.
I was actually yesterday, I had a quote that says, like, imagine if we all shared love instead of fear and hate. But our valley, I don't think we have to preach in our valley because the vast majority in our valley really do. We have that love energy. We are aware of it. So I think we're on the right track here in the dirty deep south. We're doing something right.
And also, I mean, it's a pay it forward thing. So like what I offered for Women's Day was a chance to coach somebody that needed that connection, and so that can ignite. Yeah. So if we can see something of where we can help.
Yeah.
That also is a form of love that can be incredible because you're allowing someone else to actually find their connection.
And that's why we're here, is to serve each other. Yeah. We start wrapping our little minds around that. Ooh, the world is just, well, it is changing.
But it's
rapidly.
The giving and receiving. So often we go into compassion with the sense of just giving, but we also need to learn how to receive.
That was a big lesson for me. Yeah. It took me more than 50 years to learn how to, way more than 50 years to to receive. That's a big lesson.
Yeah, so that's the 8th of the 8th, and that's a biggie. So let's, for me, it feels like golden. The color is golden, and the energy is just open.
Yeah, so well, I started on Monday. My listeners, I told them yesterday that I've started a whole ancestry thing, as well. And I started that on Monday, and it was my boy's 30th birthday on Monday. And it was also the date exactly a year ago since I had that death experience where I passed over. So it wasn't planned like on that date. I just thought next week, Monday, and subconsciously, like the universe works in amazing, mysterious ways. Yeah. And it was on the day exactly since I've passed. And like I've been telling you the last 2 days, and I'm not the only person who's doing rituals at the moment and things in place. Because the energy is so powerful to clean old stuff and bring in new.
Yes.
Like we said earlier in the show, this is the time to create new, and the veil is thin.
And sometimes just doing physical things, like I'm doing a spring clean. And it's just activating something in me that was feeling quite stagnant. So sometimes doing things like that, and August is a good month for that because spring's just around the corner.
And spring cleaning, it affects you on a spiritual level, on a higher level, not just the physical. Yeah. It affects your entire level.
Yeah.
Okay, to wrap up, if people want to get hold of you,
they can get me on Astro Anya, which is on Instagram and Facebook, or my website, which is www.astroanya.co.za. And
and you want to say happy birthday to someone before you say goodbye?
Yes, happy birthday to someone special, Aaliyah, whose birthday coming up.
Happy birthday! I'm not gonna say his name. Anya, always a pleasure to have you. I love our meetings and I love our interview. Thank you once again for joining us this month.
Yeah,
looking forward to next month.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have a great day. Cheers.
Cheers. Bye.